You compare the media to the Mean Girls, the Heathers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been on the campaign plane, and I've been one of the unpopular kids who's been banished to the back of the plane to sit with the techies. You know, there are documentarians I know who were filming the other reporters in the plane who became unpopular with the other reporters because that was theoretically off limits. You weren't supposed to write about what went on inside the bubble, and so they got to sit in the back with me as well.
Because you have been very critical.
I have, yeah. I've written about the media. I've written about how we cover stories.
You say they're in bed, basically, with corrupt politicians.
Yeah, and then also that there's this corrupting relationship that happens. It's almost like a kind of Stockholm syndrome on the campaign trail, where you're with the same people over and over again, week after week, month after month. And you start to sympathize with the people on the campaign. And I think that's what's happened over the years, is that reporters and politicians have adopted each other's point of view, and they've lost touch with how ordinary people think, and they don't talk to people out there as much. Trump capitalized on that. He sensed that. He made us in the media villains, representatives of this out of touch ivory tower political culture.